Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
It feels like the market is holding its breath this morning, doesn't it?
It really does. Futures are basically flat across the board. It seems like we're in a holding pattern after yesterday's little roller coaster.
Well, that midday headline about the Fed chairman getting fired certainly caused a stir, even if it was refuted almost immediately. But the market did seem to like the stable producer price index data we got. It calmed some nerves.
So today, all eyes are on the clock, waiting for 8:30 a.m. Eastern. What are we expecting?
It's a big one. We get retail sales and the latest initial jobless claims. This is a huge data point for the health of the consumer and the economy. The consensus for retail sales is a small 0.2% gain. It'll definitely set the tone.
Got it. And what about the tariff talk? It feels like it's been a bit quieter this week.
It has, but it hasn't gone away. There's chatter about potential 10 to 15% tariffs on about 150 smaller nations. But the real story is that the EU is apparently getting its own list of retaliatory tariffs ready. That's the one to watch.
Okay, let's pivot to what's really driving individual stocks this morning. Earnings. It's a flood of reports.
An absolute flood. The two big standouts on the positive side are GE Aerospace and Taiwan Semiconductor.
What's the story there?
It's the best case scenario for both. GE beat on earnings and revenue and, more importantly, raised its full year guidance. The street loves that. And TSM, a bellwether for the entire chip sector, beat expectations and issued really strong revenue guidance for the third quarter. That's lifting the whole semiconductor space.
I see. PepsiCo also had a solid beat, and they got an upgrade from Barclays.
Yes, a solid beat for sure. But I'd be a little careful with that upgrade. Barclays actually moved them to equal weight from overweight. So while the stock is up on the good results, that's technically a slight downgrade in their conviction. It's a bit of a mixed signal from the analyst, but the earnings are what's driving the stock pre-market.
Ah, interesting nuance. Okay, so not all the reports were rosy. I'm looking at Abbott Labs and United Airlines, and they seem to be struggling.
Exactly. Abbott is the classic beat and lower story. They beat the quarter that just ended, but then they issued guidance for the next quarter that was below what Wall Street was hoping for. The stock is down about 5% on that. And United, they beat on profit but missed on revenue, which is never a great look for an airline.
Let's talk about the biggest movers. There's one stock that is just absolutely exploding higher, Sarepta Therapeutics.
SRPT, up over 30%. It's a monster move. This is all on news of a strategic restructuring, job cuts, and a shakeup in the C-suite with a new CFO and COO. The market is betting this will right the ship and unlock value, and they are betting big.
And on the flip side, what's getting hit hard?
It's the capital raise story. BRC Inc., the coffee company, is down double digits after pricing a big stock offering at $1.25. Same thing with MP Materials. They're down over 7% after upsizing their own public offering. The market is simply digesting that new supply of shares.
So, pulling it all together, what's the game plan for the opening bell?
The game plan is to wait for 8:30. Seriously, the market is telling you it's waiting for that retail sales number. If it's strong, you could see cyclicals and consumer names get a bid. If it's weak, you might see a flight to safety. Until then, it's all about these individual earnings stories.
Any specific sectors you have your eye on?
I'm definitely watching the semiconductors following that strong TSM guidance, see if that strength holds. Also, consumer stocks are a battleground. You have Pepsi doing well, but then you have Jefferies downgrading both Starbucks and Shake Shack. It's a stock picker's market there.
Great stuff. A flat open, but with a ton of underlying currents ready to make waves as soon as that data hits.
Precisely. The calm before the potential storm. It should be a very interesting session after 8:30.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose.